Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by El Parsha, and today we are learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Baal Oischa, that is Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes Vav. And we continue learning about the inauguration of Levim for work in the Mishkan. The Pasuk tells us, V'achrichen yivay Levim, and afterwards the Levim shall come, la'avodas oil maid, to do the avodas oil maid, v'tiar toysam, and you shall purify them, v'enaf toysam, tenufa, and you shall wave them around, waving, ki nisunim nisunim heimoli, because they are surely given to me, mitaych b'nei Yisrael, for among the b'nei Yisrael, tachas pitras kol rechem b'char kol b'nei Yisrael, in place of the first issue of every womb, meaning the Bechar of the Bnei Yisrael, Lakachti Oisam Li, I've taken them for me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tez Zayin, Nisunim Nisunim. Why this double Lashon of that they are given to me? Nisunim Lamasa, they're there in place for carrying, and Nisunim Lashir, they're there for singing. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ki Li Kol Bechar Bnei Yisrael, because every Bechar of Bnei Yisrael is for me. Ba'adam Vabeima, person and animal, B'yoyim HaKaisi Kol Bechar B'Atz Mitzrayim, this is from the day that I struck every Bechar in the land of Mitzrayim, Higdashti Oisam Li, I have sanctified them for me. Rashi Pasuk Yud Zayin tells us, Kili Kol Bechar, Sheli Hayu HaBecharis Bekavadin. According to the law, the Becharis are mine. Sheiganti Aleim Bein Bechar Mitzrayim, because I protected them and I differentiated in between the firstborns of Mitzrayim and the firstborns of the Yidin. V'lakachti Oisam Li, I took them for myself, says Hashem, Achato BeEgel, until they did the Egel Azov, V'achshav, and now V'akach Salvim, I take only the Levim and not the Bechar. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, V'akachas Levim, and I take the Levim, Tachas Kol Bechar B'nei Yisrael, in place of every Bechar B'nei Yisrael. V'etnos Halvim Nesunim La'aron Ulvanov, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. And I've given Levim to Aaron and his sons from among the B'nei Yisrael. La'avodas Avodas B'nei Yisrael by Almaid, to do the Avodas B'nei Yisrael and the Almaid, Ulechaper al B'nei Yisrael, and to atone for the B'nei Yisrael, V'loyeh B'nei Yisrael Negev, and there will not be plague among the B'nei Yisrael, B'gashas B'nei Yisrael, Al-Kadesh, when they approach the Kadesh. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'etna, Chumash Pa'amim Nevar B'nei Yisrael B'mikrozeh. It says the word B'nei Yisrael 5 times in this pasuk, Lo'idiyach Yibasan, to show how cherished Klal Yisrael is in front of Hashem, Shenich Belu Az Karisim B'mikro Echad Kamin Yechamisha Chomshei Taira, that we mentioned the word B'nei Yisrael 5 times, the numbers of the Chamisha Chomshei Taira, V'kach Reisu Midbar Rabba, V'loya B'nei Yisrael Negev, and there will not be any plague among the B'nei Yisrael. What's this talking about? Shloit Starchu L'geshes L'Kaidesh, they should not have to have any reason to come close to the Kaidesh, Shem Yigshu, because if they do come close to Kaidesh, they do come to the Mishkan to try to do the Avodah, yeah, Negev, then there will be plague. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Vayas Moshe V'Aaron V'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael Levim, and Moshe, Aaron, and all the assembly of Klal Yisrael did to the Levim, K'chol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Levim, everything Hashem had commanded Moshe to the Levim, Kein Asu Lehem B'nei Yisrael, so the B'nei Yisrael did to them. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf, Vayas Moshe V'Aaron V'chol Adas, Moshe Midan, Moshe stood them, V'Aaron Heinifam, Aaron waved them, and V'Yisrael Sam Chasidim, and Yisrael leaned their hands on the Levim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Alf, Vayischatu Levim, and Levim cleansed themselves, V'chabzu Bigdehem, and they washed their clothing. V'yonef Aaron Oisam Tenuf Falafne Hashem, and Aaron waved them as a waving in front of Hashem. Vayechaper alayhem Aaron l'taharam, and Aaron atoned for them to purify them. Vachrichen bo alavim lavodis avodasam by olmaid, and afterwards Levim came to do their avodin in the olmaid. Lefne Aaron, lefne banav, in front of Aaron and his sons. Kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe alavim, just like Hashem had commanded Moshe about the Levim, kain asu lahem, so they did to them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Beis, Kasher tziv Hashem kain asu lahagid shevach ha'aisim v'hanasa bahen. This speaks of the praise of those that did and had done to them, she'echem mehem le'ikev. Not a single one of them protested, meaning everyone did what they were supposed to do, and everyone was okay with it, everyone was happy, and no one protested about the waving or the leaning of the hands or whatever what was done in this procedure. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Zois Asher Alvim, the following is relevant to the Levim, Miben Chamesh Ve'esrim Shana V'mala, from 25 years old and up, Yavalitz Vaitzava, Bavaydus Ha'amayit, he should come to be part of the legion to do work in the oil might. Miben Chamishim Shana, Yosh Mitzvah Vayda V'lo Yavid Oid, and from 50 years old, he should return from being part of the legion of work, and he should not do any work. Misheris is Achav Ba'al Ma'id, Lishmar Mishmeris, and he shall serve his brothers in the El Ma'id to guard the guarding. Ba'avayda lo yavayd, he shall not do avayda. Kachat hasel Levim Mishmarisam, so shall be done to Levim in their Mishmaris, in their guardings. Now let's see Rashi over here, because this is a description of exactly how old a Levi is when he starts work and when he finishes work in the El Ma'id. Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dal tells us, Zais Asher Levim, Shanim Paisel Mehem, Ve'im Amum Paisel Mehem. It's years that create a psul. It's years that tell us that they're allowed to or not allowed to work, but not a mum. If a Levi has a mum, he has a blemish, that's not a problem. He's still allowed to do the work. Miben Chamesh Ve'esrim, from 25 years old and up. Says Rashi, Makam Acher, I mean, in a different place it says, Miben Shleishim Shana, from 30 years old and up. Haketzad, how could that be? Is it 25 years old or 30 years old? So Miben Chafhe Baal Ma'id Hilchas Avaida, from 25, they sat and they started learning all the halachas of the Avaida. V'leimen Chamesh Shanim, he would learn for 5 years, Uben Shleishim Aved, and then at 30 years old, he would start doing the Avaida. Mikan, from here, here we learn, L'tamid shalei ra simin yafe mishnase b'chamesh shanim. We have a Talmud, he's sitting learning for 5 years, and he didn't see a simin yafe, whatever simin yafe means, sheshov ein eraya, he's not going to see any success afterwards. And Pasuk Chaf Hei told us, v'lo yavod oid, when he's 50 years old and up, he's not allowed to do any more work. Avod es masa b'katev, that means he's not allowed to carry the Mishkan anymore. Avochezer hula anil sh'arm l'shir v'lutin agalis, he is allowed to close the doors and sing and even load up the wagons. V'zeosh v'sheris es achav, that's what the Pasuk means when it says v'sheris es achav, imachahi kitargumai along with his brothers, says Targum Onkelis, meaning he still is allowed to do some sort of work. It's not like he gets sent home and he's not allowed to do anything. Pasuk Chavav and Rashi tells us, l'shmar m'shmeres l'chanois saviv l'oil, encamped around the oil maid, and u'l'hakim l'harid b'shas ha-masayis, at the time of the journeys, he helps set up and take down the Mishkan. And with this, we conclude the second Aliyah of Parshas Baal Yischa and the description of the Levim and the Arvaida in the Mishkan. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.